Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Go Bears! What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? It is the emergency podcast that I didn't think was going to happen. The emergency podcast that I know all of you were hoping was going to happen. Let's talk about the news of the day. Dallas Goedert is staying with the Eagles. The biggest offseason drama that has followed this team throughout free agency, throughout the draft, throughout the beginning of OTAs, at the owners' meetings, at the combine, finally has a resolution as Dallas Goedert will remain with the Eagles for 2025, keeping his career going in Philadelphia and making this team a better team. So let's dive into it. All the financial details not out yet, but the bottom line is Goedert and the Eagles make it work. And I'm happy that they made it work for a lot of reasons. So first of all, let's talk about Dallas, right? So Goedert, I think, slowly cementing his place as one of the best tight ends in franchise history. You could argue right now he might be the second best tight end in franchise history behind only Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz, just the amount of receptions, catching the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, I think that Goddard's still probably behind him. But for a player in Goedert that has always been somewhat having a role as like second fiddle, he's never got to be the best option on the offense. He's always, which is something that, you know, Ertz never dealt with, something Celek never dealt with. Like, Goddard's been surrounded by outstanding skill players for a lot of his career. So now, you know, it's hard for him to get those big numbers, but one of the best postseason players in Eagles history, just statistically one of the best postseason players, doesn't have that signature moment like Ertz does. But I think it's meaningful Goedert gets to continue his career here. He was a very successful player for a second round pick, a very successful player by any measure. But to get to finish his career here, to get to continue his career here for at least one more year, because that's probably what it is. It's probably one more year. We're probably going to be in this same situation next year. It's, you know, somewhat similar to the Josh Sweat situation where it looked like he might go, they figure something out, he gets to stay, and then next year he probably leaves. Like, it is cool that Goedert gets to spend another year here. And I think for Goedert, There's a negative and a positive to this. The only negative would be it's hard to imagine him having a massive statistical year with all the players around him. So while Josh Sweat got to stay with the Eagles and kind of up his value, and obviously ended up doing that in a major way when you consider the Super Bowl he had, he didn't really have an outstanding year, but the postseason itself, he hits free agency, he gets a big paycheck, it ends up working out for him. But the difference is Josh Sweat got to like be the number one edge rusher on the team, whereas Goedert is going to be the top tight end, and we'll get him more into the tight end depth chart in a minute. Goedert gets to be the top tight end, but he does not get to be the top pass catcher the way Josh Sweat got to be the top edge rusher. So maybe Goedert puts up a big year. You know, I think that only probably comes as the result of like injuries to other players, and you don't want to see that. But I think for Goedert, that's the downside, is that he gets one more year, but it probably is not going to result in a big contract next offseason. Now, if he stays healthy and he plays all the games and he has, you know, 700 yards and 7 touchdowns, like, yeah, he could get paid for sure. But it's hard to imagine him having that 1,000-yard year. I hope I'm wrong. It'd be nice for him to get that, and good for the team in some ways. But that's the negative for Goddard, is that he's really only still here because there was probably not another team out there willing to give him a big check. So that would be the negative. Now, the positive for Goddard is he gets to stay with a team that has a chance to win the Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. There's a chance he goes to a 3rd in 4 years. And he gets to continue to try to pass Zach Ertz as the best tight end of all time in franchise history. And also, like, just from a personal lifestyle standpoint, he gets to stay in the area. He doesn't have to move. He doesn't have to learn a new playbook. He doesn't have to do any of those things. So I think for Goddard, the offseason probably started with, like, I'm not going to be on the Eagles, but another team out there is going to trade for me and give me a big contract. And once that didn't happen, I think this is the best possible outcome for him. Because, like, don't get it twisted. There is a world where the Eagles are just like, nah, we've already decided we're moving on. We'll release you. And then he has to go find a team. He gets to, you know, it's not an exciting way to find a new team. Like, if he would have been traded the first day of free agency and the team that acquired him was all about him and all excited and gave him a new deal, like, that would have been a good way to enter a situation. What Goddard didn't want was to get cut and have to go find a job. So now he doesn't have to do that. He gets to stay with the Eagles. He gets to be the starting tight end on a Super Bowl contender. And he gets to, you know, like, stay around. And sometimes we view these athletes so much as just like guys on the football field. But just, I mean, put yourself in this situation. He went from thinking he was going to have to move to a new city, learn new teammates. He's got to, like, find a new house and all that. And now he gets to stay. So I think for Goddard, all things considered, it's not a bad outcome. He gets to stay in Philadelphia. I think he should be very excited about that. There are certainly some negatives to it. Like I said, the increase in his value seems probably unrealistic in a year. But if he wasn't going to get a new contract, staying in Philadelphia is the next best outcome, and he gets to do that. So for Goddard, I think this is, you know, a good outcome overall. Now let's talk about this from the Eagles' perspective. So the Eagles start this offseason wanting to move on from Dallas Goedert, open to trading Dallas Goedert, but also the reason they wanted to do that was because of the contract, not so much because of the player. Sirianni loves the player. Like, they love Goddard the player. What he does as a run blocker, what he can do in the passing game. His teammates love him. So it wasn't let's move on from him because of X, Y, and Z. It was strictly financial, right? So they enter the offseason wanting to move on from Goddard. That doesn't happen because they go out and they don't find a great offer, and Goddard doesn't find a great contract. And I'll give the Eagles credit for adjusting and making it work because, and, you know, me and James have talked about this. I think there was a world where the Eagles said, you know what, we've decided to move on. We signed Harrison Bryant. We signed Kylan Granson. Like, we have Cal Kuterra. I think it's time we just split ways. They could have done that, right? They didn't. They also could have potentially just folded and been like, all right, you know what? There's no one out there. We'll honor your current deal, or we'll give you an extension. Like, there is an emotional world out there where, coming off a Super Bowl, Howie re-signs one of his best draft picks, and that's the outcome here. The Eagles, I think, played this. While it was not fun, I'm sure, for Goddard, and it was not fun for the fans, it ends up working out great for the Eagles. They get Goddard on a 1-year cheaper deal than they had him. And they're a better team with Goddard on the field. Like, they just are. As I've said to James when we talk, simplistically, they are a better team with Dallas Goedert on the field. So they get Goddard back. They get the continuity of having him back. They get him at a cheaper deal where they're saving money. And so for the Eagles, it's kind of a win-win-win. Like, there's really no negative for the Eagles as it relates to Dallas Goedert. And while business cannot be fun, right? Like, it ended up working out for the Eagles. And I do think, and I'll give a credit to Dallas Goedert here, like, Goddard's been one of the best teammates in the locker room I've covered. Like, he gets along with people. He's helpful to young players. You see him out with guys. Like, he doesn't complain about a lack of touches when he very, very well could. Like, a player of Goddard's caliber could very well complain about touches, and he doesn't do that. So he deserves credit for that. But I do think Goddard will come back in what could have been a bit of an awkward situation where he could feel, you know, like, well, they wanted to move on from me and I didn't get the interest I thought. I think Goddard will be a good locker room guy. So it's a win for the Eagles because they get a motivated, like, excited Dallas Goedert back at a cheaper rate. And that's just, like, business-wise, that's just a good deal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So now let's talk about how this impacts the roster. Dallas Goedert's going to be on the team. So Dallas Goedert, Kylan Granson, Harrison Bryant, Cal Kutera, EJ Jenkins, all now are going to feel like they should have a roster spot. And in addition, right, you look at the other, they also have Nick Muse and Cameron Latu, who now are complete non-factors. They're not going to make the team, barring an extreme injuries to lots of players, and even then I don't think they would. So really what they're looking at is Goddard, Cal Kutera, Bryant, Granson, and EJ Jenkins. That's five tight ends. Goddard's going to be on the team. I think Harrison Bryant and Kylan Granson have a strong argument for being on the team. Like, Harrison Bryant, they think's a good blocker. They were excited about him, and he has good pass-catching numbers. Kylan Granson has, like, Trey Burton-like qualities and what he can do, and is a very good, is a pretty good blocker. And those two guys signed with the team pretty early in free agency. Like, for the most part, if you sign with a team in the first week of free agency, you're going to be on the roster. Now, you could point to Devin White, who ended up being cut, but for what it's worth, he was on the 53-man roster. They did not cut him out of training camp. So neither Harrison Bryant or Kylan Granson got enough money where they're guaranteed a spot. But it's more about the fact that the team targeted them, wanted them, the coaching staff wants them, and now they're here. So the same can obviously be said for Cal Kutera. Cal Kutera, I thought, played well last year as a receiving tight end when he wanted to be, when he got in there. I thought he played well. He has a good relationship with Jalen Hurts. It seems like Hurts is willing to throw him the ball. So those four could very well, like, all have arguments for being on the team. And they could end up keeping four tight ends. Like, they normally only keep three. Maybe they end up keeping four. Maybe they go light at receiver. Maybe they go light at another spot. But I, like, Kylan Granson is probably of the four the least likely to make it. But I think he would have to have a horrendous training camp to not make it. Now it comes down to EJ Jenkins. Like, I thought EJ Jenkins was awesome last year in training camp. I thought EJ Jenkins last year, he got out on the field, he caught a touchdown, he got a target on a big fourth down. Like, I think EJ Jenkins has a lot of potential as a receiving tight end. Would they keep five? Would they expose him to waivers? Like, there's really no point in shady IRing him for a year. Like, that doesn't really make much sense. So with Goddard coming back, the tight end situation does become a complicated one, because, like, Goddard's going to be there. And then you have four other guys competing for what's normally three spots. Maybe they push it to four, but a good player is going to be released, or at least a player that they weren't expecting. So Goddard coming back does complicate the roster. But overall, you should be excited today. You should be happy Goddard's going to be back. They're a better team with Goddard. The stuff I'm talking about is mostly just, training camp stuff. It'll be fun to talk about in training camp, but, you know, EJ Jenkins is not going to factor into this team in a major way this year. So really none of these guys besides Goddard should factor in a major way. It's mostly just about piecing together the back end of that tight end roster. So Eagles fans get their guy back. The Eagles get their guy back. Goddard gets to stay in Philadelphia. It's a good outcome for everybody. And it ends what was really, you know, a dramatic kind of every single day. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? And I did not think it would be here. And I don't think the Eagles thought it would be here. I don't think Goddard thought they would be here. But here we are. And we get to talk about Dallas Goedert for another season. So that'll do it for the Emergency Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk about this more on the Daily tomorrow. We'll talk about it more with James. But hey, it's Brandon Graham Day too. So turn on WIP. We got a lot of Brandon Graham guests. So that'll do it for today. But thank you guys. And I will talk to you later.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.